USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Taliban leader says a terrorist group will sign what he calls a historic agreement with the United States. The Taliban's deputy leader says in a New York Times op-ed the deal would reduce the violence for 7 days and could lead to a withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. A new White House report says the U.S. economy is growing faster than expected. The annual economic report released by the president says the economy added more jobs, experienced a lower unemployment rate, and grew faster than projections in the August 2016 report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. President Trump's Director of National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, explains why to Fox News.
Low taxes, rollback regulation, energy independence,
gotcha.
Great trade deals that are going to promote an export boom just in 3 weeks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A winter storm is making travel tricky for folks in North Carolina and Virginia. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities.
For the second year in a row, the number of people who died in car crashes declined in 2019, according to the National Safety Council's preliminary estimates released on Thursday. The data shows an estimated 38,000 people died in motor vehicles on the road last year, a 2% decrease from 2018, which is a 4% decrease from 2017. Aside from fatalities, the council recorded 4.4 million people suffered injuries that resulted from the car crash, which is also a 2% decrease from 2018. These injuries were so serious that they required medical attention. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is meddling in the 2020 election once again. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
There were two briefings, February 13th to House members and February 14th at the White House. The election security head for the department, Director of National Intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are getting their last-minute campaigning in before Saturday's Nevada caucus, and President Trump is also campaigning in Nevada. These Trump supporters say the Democrats don't stand a chance in 2020.
I think Minnie Mike's going to spend a lot of money for nothing. You know, no one can out, you know, debate, you know, Donald Trump.
He's a man, you know, he's our president. There's no way. There's no competition.
You have to put up a superstar to go against him, and what I'm seeing is it's not happening.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.